Tonight's Shia Simon Kuf Lamed Ches Shelo L'Shayer BeParosha Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. When you lane, you don't leave over less than three psukim in a parasha. Sif Aleph. Hakar B'Toyra Lo Yeshayer BeParosha Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. When you're laning, you don't leave over less than three psukim when the aliyah is over, when the aliyah ends. There shouldn't be one or two psukim till the end of the parasha. Because anyone who will leave the shul at that time, they're going to stay the next aliyah. He'll just read the last two psukim to the end of the parsha. Similarly, you don't begin a parsha and end within three psukim. Because people who walk into shul and they see the next aliyah, Shayom, they're going to say, Shlokar Harishon, that the previous aliyah only read Lashnei Psukim, the first two Psukim. So we never want to start a parash and end without three Psukim, or conclude less than three Psukim from the end of a parasha because of a gezer, people who come in or come out, that they'll make a mistake. They make a wrong assumption. The Amos says, Ve'in Chilik, Ben Parasha Psukh L'Stuma. When we say parasha here, we don't make a difference if it's Psukha or Stuma, whether it's just a series of empty space in the Sefer Torah, like if you would say a tab mark, versus going to the next line, empty to the next line, which is like an enter, that's a psucha. Now there are parashas that are just two psukim. That is permitted to stop before it or finish after it. That doesn't bother us. The Ramah concludes, V'chavin sheyaschil tam b'dekor b'davet tov. We try to always begin an aliyah with something good, v'yisayim b'davet tov, and to end with something good. V'ayinla, come on, simen tov chav ches, look ahead in simen tov chav ches. Mishnah Berurah sefka and aleph. Lo yishayah v'chulu. When you lane, you don't leave less than three psukim to the end of the parasha. Ha'yish lo yisayim l'shum echad me'o oylem. None of the aliyahs, you shouldn't conclude for any of the aliyahs, samuch la'ascholas ha'parashash ha'chrel, close to the beginning of the next parasha, pachas mishlosha psukim, with less than three psukim to go. So when you're leaning, you don't stop within three psukim of the end of that parasha. B'nei hayoytzim, because of the people who might step out, being gav l'gav between aliyahs. Sheyiz, where they're going to think, shezeh she'alachrov, the next aliyah, lo yikarach shnei psukim, our parasha will just read the next two psukim to the end of the parasha. And we just finished learning all the halachas that you can't have an aliyah less than three psukim, and an aliyah of two psukim doesn't count at all. So we don't want anyone to even make a mistake to think that someone is going to lay in two psukim. Then the Mishnah Berurah makes a note that parasha hainu, psucha or stuma. When we say parasha, we mean a psucha or a stuma. V'lo masha oylem karen parasha. Not what people call parashas. They're referring to hanasheni, shlishi, futaus gomor. It's a total mistake. No shaychus where we mark in the Chumash Sheni Shlishi Revi. That's not the marker of parsha. Now, sometimes it is. Sometimes the Sheni Shlishi is at a parsha stop, but not always. That's a mistake to think that that is something of its own right. But interestingly, the Shar HaTzion says that this is a chayodam. But near a lid l'chadchila, tov lizar afbezah. I think you should be careful with this too l'chadchila. Because since people make this mistake, and they think that the Sheni Shlishi Revi is a parsha, they'll come to make another mistake. They say, oh, he's within two psukim of the Sheni Shlishi Revi mark. So then it's mutl l'sayim tamid shnei psukim sacha parsha. Even though that's taka psukh or stuma. Now, I'm not sure why he's not getting to the Sheni Shlishi Revi. He should go straight to the point. Maybe he's making hosafis, whatever it is. But the point is, since people do make this mistake, and it's a toz gomer, but I don't want anyone to extrapolate from this mistake to a real case. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah says it's taka better not to do that either. Mishnah Berurah continues, the Yizbur Lomar Shemutr HaKriya Fila Pachs Mishnah Psukim. If you end within two psukim of a parasha, the people who walk out think the next aliyah is only two psukim because they think it's mutter to have an aliyah less than three psukim, and that's a mistake we want to avoid. V'im Ta, but if the Balkar made a mistake, V'siyem Shnei Psukim Samach HaParash, and he did end within two psukim of the psucha, the stuma. Uberich lachreo, and the oiler said the brachas. Isolik inyon, if it's the end of a topic, go on the parashas maradis, you find this by the Yom Tovim. Shatar b'revi'i, he makes a mistake in the fourth aliyah. V'lashir rak shnei psukim, leaves over two psukim. Maschel ima chamishi posik echel mafreya. So the next aliyah, the chamishi, should actually go back and lay in one posik before that the Revi'i also leaned, and then continue the two psukim that were left open and continue from there. Ve'ilo salakin, but let's say the topic is still in the middle. We don't say the next aliyah should go back a pasuk. We say that the next aliyah picks up where the previous one left off. He'll read the two psukim that were left to the end of the parsha. And then three or more of the next parsha. The bottom line is, it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. B'di'evet, they're not going to repeat. One scenario of the b'sol ginyan, he says to do it. But in general, we hold that if he didn't follow this rule by accident, we just pick up where you left off and keep going. Similarly, you don't begin a parsha less than three psukim. The first aliyah shouldn't end two psukim into a new parsha. Because if you do, the next aliyah starts two psukim into the parsha. The people walk in late, they're going to say, the previous oilah, they must have only in two psukim from the beginning of the parsha till here, and we don't want that mistake either. There's no difference in all these halachas between Kriyas HaShiva or Osnish Kron HaSafah. If it's in the first seven aliyahs or in the HaSafahs, these halachas don't change. Even the Maftir aliyah should not begin two psukim after a parsha. Let's say there's a parsha at the end of five psukim. Ela yikra kula, so he'll have to read the whole thing. He'll have to do five psukim. Because if he does three psukim out of the five, he's starting two psukim in. Even if it comes out that the Shvi or the Achron read the same five psukim, for the mafter, he can repeat those psukim. When we call Malcolm, however, it's five psukim in the parish, and he starts from the last three. As he taka started the last three. Even though he didn't say the bracha afterwards, and so we don't say go back, start from the beginning, and do it again. The day b'kriyazu again, but the evidence enough with what he did. So we're worried about people who walk out, and we're worried about people who walk in. This is all l'chatchila. B'di'evet, if the first aliyah finished his aliyah two psukim after the beginning of a parasha, and he said the brachas, lo yaskal hasheni oila achor merosh parasha, the next aliyah doesn't start from the beginning of the parasha, ela yikrim malkum shesiyem harishon ve'elach, he picks up where the first one left off and continues. We're not going to be machmir in the b'di'evet scenario because of our concern of people who walk in later or walk out early. Like we said before, in the end of Sif Katan Aleph. Sif Katan Dal Mutter L'Shaya B'Tchila. If the whole parsha is two psukim, that doesn't bother us to end before it or read it and stop there. What's the limit to say? L'Shaya Eitzel HaParsha, you're going to stop by this parsha, even though it's two psukim. We're not going to say, oh, that's not good. People who walk out now will think the next aliyah is just two psukim. The kol shein royin shinu l'chashin. If it's nothing unusual, we're not going to be concerned. The dafka mean the shnei psukim a parasha messiah, because if he's in the middle of a parasha and he should have gone to the end and he stopped two psukim short of the end, zeh havishinu. That's strange. Well, maybe the chashad that brings a suspicion. But if he ends the parasha, he gets to the stum or the psucha. That's the current parasha. There's nothing unusual, even though the next parasha is in fact two psukim. We don't say, oh, the people who walk out now are going to say the next aliyah is only two psukim. V'u'adin, similarly, it's also okay to read the parasha of two psukim and stop there, in addition to what he read before that two pasuk parasha, and that's it. We're not afraid that someone's going to walk in afterwards, and he's going to say, shlokor ela parasha azos bovad. He must have just read that small two pasuk parsha. We're not going to say that. The davka be alma de mafsik be emza ha parsha chashinan. It's only when you stop in the middle of a parsha that we have a concern. The yom ha nechnosin shemistom lo kareil shnei psukim, that the people who walk in, assume he only did two psukim. Because he didn't just do psukim. Lama karla halon. Why do you even get into the parasha at all? For see him begmar parasha. He just stopped at the end of the previous parasha. My shenkin hachadem is see him begmar parasha. But here he did finish the parasha. Luckily, we're not going to worry. So it's only when you're in the middle of a parasha, we don't want you to end two psukim in or within two psukim of the end. Don't start or finish, but don't stop in the middle. But if the whole parasha is two psukim, that doesn't bother us. The yesh machmirim b'zeh, shein lasik l'nechachilin. And then, of course, there are those who are machmir and say, even by a two pasuk parasha, you shouldn't stop there. Kim b'kriyas rosh chodesh, with the exception of rosh chodesh. Shekarin b'yom ha-shabbos l'shlishi. B'yom ha-shabbos is a parasha of two psukim. And that's part of shlishi. But say if mashakor lefanav gil psukim parasha k'dos. Now, of course, we combine that with three psukim of the previous parasha. Sheish barak shnei psukim. The parasha b'yom ha-shabbos is just two psukim. But this shita holds that when you're learning the regular sedra, you're learning parashas Pinchas, don't stop after Biyom HaShabbos. Or any other place like this, when you have a small parasha of two psukim, you shouldn't stop before after. You know, halacha we're saying it's fine, the Rosh says it's fine. There are those who disagree and say you should be machmir, with the exception of Rosh Chodesh, when there's really no option. The Mogen Avraham writes, there are a couple places in the Torah where you actually have a parasha in the middle of a pasuk. Kegon betchilas parashas Pinchas, in the beginning of Pinchas, a pasuk v'yachri hamagefa. Sheish piska be'emsa pasuk. Right in the middle of the pasuk, there's a break. Mutu l'sayim a pasuk asamacha. You can end with the adjacent pasuk. Shein cheshash sheyotzin yomru she'ol achra v'yikra rak ad piskahu. There's no concern that people who walk out are going to say the next aliyah is only going to lane until the halfway pasuk. Shakol yod shem is signed by emes. Everyone knows you don't stop in the middle of pasuk. Avli sheishem parsha, even though it is a parsha. So that isn't the issue. If you stop prior to this break, we don't concern ourselves that someone's going to say he'll stop in the middle of the pasuk. Se'if katan hey b'david tov. There are more concludes that we try to end and begin. So we try to begin and end with something good. B'davet tov she'esol, something good for Klaisol. The tovus oved gilulim ina kriya tovah. If it's something that's beneficial for non-Jews, we don't look at that as good. V'chein in the sign b'davet ra haina shal yisol. And similarly, when we say we don't want to end with something bad, that refers to Klaisol. Kasa b'sefer chasiv simen tov shin ayin. So chasiv the mice and tov shin ayin, the notes say their gears is tov shin samaches. Yizor achazin shal yikro l'mishu iver or piseach b'pashas aver so shavur. The Balkari should not call up, or the Gabi should not call up someone who can't see, or someone who can't walk, the Kriyas HaTorah when we lane about the animal that's blind or broken-legged. Or the Misha Rosh HaNesek, a person has a problem with his Nesek on his head, this dermatitis on his head, you don't give him the Aliyah of Nesekin. If someone is suspect of having immoral affairs, we don't call him up on the Parsha of Arayis. We don't want to call someone up who maybe is lacking in this specific area on that aliyah. He brings a note that some surface of Nelson Adler wouldn't call up someone who didn't keep chodash and chutzlars. He wouldn't call him up for lachem kol v'karam lo sechela. You can't get that aliyah if you're not careful with that. Ve'ein v'chaz and lachshul levorich echad b'shas brachos. When the Valkyrie reads the parasha of brachos in the Torah, he can't have in mind a specific person to get brachos. Or the kalvish hashakar klos, or chas v'shalom, he can't have a mind to curse someone when he reads the klolus. V'atav, the reason v'tzarech shiyah, kavanas l'kos, b'atar l'shma. His reading has to be the shma, v'lo l'shem achshav v'zor, without any other thought. Sivkan vav, v'yisayim v'dav v'tov, he should conclude with something good. V'ein l'sayim v'yishah osam ha'yisayim. We don't end reading in the chumish about someone who did something that was evil.